Right. Well, I'm going to play you a little bit of the song that you've probably heard quite a few times on the show before. Let's have a little listen to this. From the album Modern Life, Si Cranston, Dance Forevermore, and we've got Si on the line. Good afternoon, Si, how are you?
Good afternoon, Dave. Yes, I'm very well. Greetings to sunny Spain.
Brilliant. And do you ever get out to Spain very much? I would imagine not at the moment, of course.
Do you know, if I win the lottery, that is the one place I'm going to try and get a holiday home.
Yeah.
It's the place, it's always been that place. I know it's very kind of traditionally English. But it is, and I don't care. I mean, I know, you know, it's not very rock star of me, but I just love Spain, and I've always, my parents used to live in Cambrils.
Oh, right, yeah.
For many years,
yeah.
And they've moved back, which is a bit sad, actually, because I wish they were still out there and we could visit them.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But anyway, but yeah, so Spain all the way, yeah, holiday home, so lucky you, Dave.
Yeah, it is a great place to live, I won't lie to you. That song, I think we had you on this show back in 2014, I think, or 2015.
Oh, yeah, do you remember how young we were back then?
Yeah, we used to be able to walk
before
out.
COVID.
Yeah, put our shake hands.
You could have given me a sloppy kiss.
I know.
And it had been quite pleasant.
Yeah.
Now it's the kiss of death.
Exactly.
Literally.
It would have been then, actually, probably, as well, to be honest. But it's that song is, in particular, and the album's fantastic, but that song has stuck with me. And I think certain songs stick with certain people, don't they?
It's a holiday song.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, no, I think it should have been, you know, it should have got bigger than it got to, and
yeah.
I don't know why it didn't, but there you go. But you know, stuff like that sticks around, and you just never know, do you? You know, someone might pick it up for a movie or whatever, you know. So it's a cheery tune, and it just kind of stands the test of time.
Yeah, it didn't get Radio 2 give it some coverage.
They did, but the main guy at Radio 2 didn't like it. And basically, that song was the end of my career as a Warner artist. Because the guy at Radio 2, one of the big chiefs that makes the decisions at Radio 2, didn't like it. So the playlist board, there was a few people on it that, well, I think most of them really liked it.
Yeah.
Because the main guy there didn't like the song, it all sort of went south from there.
But you must have got some play on it, because I remember hearing it. So it got on there originally, did it?
It did get on there, but it was only, I think it was something like C-listed or B, you know, just didn't really get the support. I mean, it needed to be an A-listed record. You know, which is where all the sort of hit records end up, and it never ended up there.
No.
Warner just saw that as the beginning of the end.
Yeah,
so
right.
Never really sort of, which is kind of bizarre, really, because it's the most popular song on the entire album, and radio stations like Your Good Self have picked up on it. It's had a million views on the net without any kind of support. You know, like on YouTube, it's like one of my most popular videos.
Yeah.
So it just shows you that decision makers in the great powers that be don't necessarily get it right, you know. So I'm kind of frustrated, but at the same time encouraged by the fact that even though ironically Dance Forevermore was like the end of my Warner career, because Warner just looked at the numbers, they're not looking at the song, they're not looking at anything else, they're like a, you know, a great
business.
Big corporate company.
Yeah.
They look at the numbers and they go, well, he's not doing well, right, get rid of him, and that's exactly what they do. But, you know, the song's a catchy tune, and they really just needed a bit more help, and I think it could have just a little bit more pushing in the right direction, and I think it could have been, you know, a hit record.
I mean, everybody I speak to,
because people still, everyone me to play it. I can't play a gig. If I don't play that, a gig that I play, I get told off, honestly, because people love it, yeah. Which is a real compliment. So listen, I mean, it's frustrating, but there is this sort of, you know, it's better to have a good song and you're as an artist, to have a good song like that in your repertoire that people really like, and it's got its own legs and its own kind of following, is a good thing, even though, yeah. You know, like I said, it didn't sort of
I was going to ask you whether it's better to have a good song that didn't make it or a rubbish song that really did make it, but I suppose that would be better, wouldn't it, still?
I don't know. I mean, Gangnam, I think I prefer to be the bloke that did Gangnam song.
Yes, exactly.
You know, like,
I think you could live with the money and then just do the other songs on your own.
Actually, I mean, but Gangnam, it's still a good song. I mean, but yeah, like you say, I don't know. The music industry has been a funny thing, but listen, I'm happy to still be in it, and I'm on the radio right now. Yeah.
You're not bitter and twisted about it, are you?
It's not all doom and gloom. I'm on the phone to Dave in Spain.
Exactly. Yeah, this is it. This is a highlight. Sorry, mate.
It is. Especially in lockdown.
Well, I mean, the thing is as well, I think these people should be, like you say, looking at YouTube, listening to what other people are playing, other stations are playing, and actually say, you know what, let's give it a try. I don't think there's much... I think it's too predictable sometimes. There's not a lot of experimenting. You know, obviously, I like my old 60s music and stuff, but John Peel obviously was great at bringing bands through. There doesn't seem to be, you know, with the internet, there doesn't seem to be many kind of people championing new artists now.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's funny. I think the internet's wonderful because it's like the Wild West. Nobody's actually policing it. Nobody's monitoring it. And as a result of that, you do get people coming through that wouldn't have had a hope in hell, you know, before the internet. So, and to be honest, without the internet, I don't know if I could still be as encouraged and as motivated as I am. You know, I mean, I've just done a new album in lockdown purely because I can go on the internet and I can, you know, grab a guitar, stick a phone camera in front of me and you know, perform and broadcast it onto the internet. And you know, like I put a video up just like last week and it had like 23,000 views in 2 days, you know, just on the internet alone. So that's, you know, and I know that, I mean, all right, that's not millions and millions of people, but the bottom line is, if you think of what 23,000 people actually look like, I mean, that's a pretty big venue. You know,
absolutely.
Biggest video I'd have ever played, and to reach that amount of people in a matter of a few days was unthinkable before the internet. So you know, it's you got to take the rough with the smooth, I guess.
And, absolutely.
I'm pushing on, and my lockdown album is out, and it's called Poems Unlocked. And I've have you got any tunes from
I've
it?
I've got
jolly tunes on there.
I like Mojo actually, and Daisy Duke.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I tell you what,
Daisy Duke are the upbeat tunes on there. So
let's have a little listen.
Acoustic guitar.
Yeah, let's have a listen to Mojo then, and we'll come back in a minute. Here we go.
All right.
Oh, Mojo, got me mojo, got me mojo.
Now I see you through the gun smoke.
Got me mojo, got me mojo. Don't care for mumbo jumbo, no. Truth and justice, they put me down. Try to rob me and take the crown. Sweet is the music rising all around. Chiming my victory sound. Found a part of inner strength. Sitting in the kitchen on my worker's bench, a bag full of common sense. Hanging and a banging on the garden fence, my core feel with confidence. Higher from the fire of my influence, higher from the fire of my influence. Got me mojo, got me mojo. Now I see out through the gun smoke. Got me mojo, got me mojo. Don't care for mumbo jumbo, no. Rock me and take the crown. Sweet is the music passing all around. Chiming my victory sounds. Found a jar feel good. Berry put the fairy in the magic wood. A grave full, a cheer up brew. Wacky
tacky, tacky, tacky in my running shoes. My mind clear of tears and blue.
Now, that's fantastic. It really is. I'm loving that. Yeah, it's such a great sound to it, hasn't it? I mean, I've asked you this before, of course, but it was a while ago. Who are your kind of main inspirations? Because it's got that old start. It almost, I'm trying to think, oh, the guy's name's gone out of my head, you know. Just a Gigolo. And no, Just a Gigolo. And everywhere
Louis
again.
Louis Prima. Well, I love all that stuff. It's jolly, it's jovial, it's authentic, but it's also kind of cool. And I think I've always enjoyed tunes like, I mean, it's interesting you flagged up Louis Prima because he did Jungle Book, right? Yeah. Now, you know, I'm the King of the Swingers, the Jungle VOP and all that sort of stuff. But that tune and the vibe and the actual melody in that song is really good. But yet it's kind of, it's just that sort of friendly, it puts you in a really jolly place.
Yeah.
And it's not, but it's not twee, it's not rubbish, it's not, you know, like, it's not kind of hammy. It's kind of still kind of got that coolness. And I think if you can try and get that sweet spot where you can have a jolly tune, but it's got a melody and a good sort of vocal performance, then to me, that's like the holy grail. So that's what I tried to go for with Mojo, that had that sort of Louis Prima, sort of slight calypso-y, sunny kind of, you know, West Indian sort of vibe in there as well. Because people want to get transformed into that sort of brighter, sunny place.
Absolutely,
you know,
right now.
So much doom and gloom around.
Yeah. And to me, it's almost, it's not cheesy. It's, you know, because I mean, don't get me wrong, I like cheesy music as well, but it's kind of cool and jolly at the same time. And I think we're losing the art of being cool and jolly, you know?
Yes, absolutely. And I love being jolly. I'm a very jolly chap, you know, I'm always clowning around and mucking about. Yeah. I've actually, believe it or not, because I can't do any gigs, I've put a theatre in my garage. So I've got theatre curtains, I'm standing in it as we speak.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to start performing stuff on YouTube for the old garage theatre. So if your listeners tune into my YouTube channel, Cy Cranston, just look me up on YouTube. I'm going to start to perform all my songs, Mojo and all that. I've got a stage I've built here. I've got some nice old-fashioned grey curtains because at the end of the day, the show's got to go on. I mean, what can we do? I can't get out there and play to the people yet. Hopefully, you know, as the months unfold and the lockdown restrictions get lifted, we'll be back doing what we're doing. But I really don't foresee the confidence in people at music venues feeling it's going to be safe.
No, it'll take a while.
Place until possibly, you know, back end of this year into the spring of next year.
Yeah.
I think everyone's kind of like, we've all taken a kick here. I can't imagine everyone's going to be ramming venues in June just because, you know, Boris Johnson's saying everything's going to be groovy in June.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we have to wait and see. So hence me before getting this garage theatre thing sorted out. And I've basically learned, I'm learning the piano. I'm up every morning. I'm learning all my guitars.
Brilliant.
I mean, I've had to just completely revise who I am as an artist and really turn my hand to being able to perform on my own without a band, on my own without a venue, you know.
I see, I want to learn the guitar, and I should be doing it now in the lockdown, I suppose, shouldn't I? Because I like my country music, you know, like the old, you know, Johnny Cash stuff and George Jones, and I want to get like the, you know, it sounds really easy, but it's really difficult. So.
It is difficult. And I'll tell you what, Dave, you've got to play it. You've got to play consistently.
Yeah.
If your listeners out there, I mean, if you are thinking of taking an instrument, one, it's a wonderful thing to do. It really is. I mean, it's a real uplifting, wonderful hobby to take up, a guitar, a piano, or any instrument. It really is a relaxing, wonderful thing to do. But if you're playing the guitar, all I will suggest is that you do it and you try to do it every day.
Yeah.
That you build up the strength in your hands because you do get wrist cramp. It's really unpleasant to start with, but if you can brave on through the pain barrier and be consistent and play it for half an hour every day, you'll eventually start to get the strength in your hands and your wrists that you'll overcome that cramp and the uncomfortable sensation of pushing down those guitar strings.
The problem is that
that's the one.
Yeah,
I'd recommend.
I'm expecting to be like Eric Clapton by the end of the week. You know what I mean? It's just not going to happen.
Well,
is it?
I'm sure you were. Well, you know, Eric Clapton was a rubbish guitarist once.
Exactly.
Know what I
mean? Yeah.
So he didn't just roll out a bed pick guitar up and turn into, you know, the legendary guitarist that we know and love.
Yeah.
So it all begins somewhere. And also the other thing is about how old you are to start an instrument.
I know.
You know, because again, back to the internet, you can just learn an instrument. You can just pick up. You can pick up an instrument, tap that instrument names into YouTube, and there'll be someone up there that will happily give you your first lesson for free and a bunch more. So,
yeah.
So it's all up there for the taking.
I'm going to do it, and when I have my big break, I'll say it was you that encouraged me. What about Daisy Duke? Is that? Tell me that's about Daisy Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard, please.
It is. God, she was such a gorgeous.
I'm 45,
girl.
So that's kind of where I am, you know.
It's cool. Well, I'm not far off.
Yeah.
But she was so good. Well,
yes.
You know, you look at those posters of her. Catherine Bach, her name is, isn't it? Or Bach,
yeah.
Her name, pronounce it. But she was such a babe. And as a kid growing up, I mean, you know, I remember pictures of her in a magazine called Looking. Your older listeners might remember a kiddies magazine called Looking, which was like a sort of for children.
Yeah.
It was like a magazine, and you got like stickers on the front of it and this and that. And you'd have like pictures in the middle of Dukes of Hazzard, and there'd be like the occasional poster of Daisy Duke, which you'd always keep. But no, she was just absolutely gorgeous. And yes, I did write it about her because at the end of the day, you know, no one's bothered to write a song about Daisy Duke.
I'm going to
be the first.
Yeah, absolutely. Has she been in touch with you? I'd love to, you know, I don't even know where she is now and stuff, but she must be in the, 60s, I reckon, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, she's probably still very pretty and obviously a bit older, and hopefully if she hasn't messed around with her face, she probably still looks great.
I'm just trying to look Google her now, actually, but you have to be careful using the company internet, what you put in on it. Anyway, right.
Yes.
Listen, we're going to play Daisy Duke, and the album's fantastic. And how are you dealing
Thank
with
you.
Lockdown? I know you just mentioned, you alluded to the fact that you're not being able to play and sing in front of people, and that is just like a nightmare for anybody, isn't it, that loves to sing.
It is a nightmare, yeah. But fortunately, I mean, the album's been going good. That's given me something to focus on. It's called Poems Unlocked. You can get it from my website, sycranston.com. Just click on the shop page, and all my other CDs, and we do ship to Spain. I'm personally doing all the running and the shipping at the moment. And it's also available on iTunes as well. So you just look it up, and all the songs of mine are on iTunes.
And
it's gone up there.
You're going to personally come down and drive the CDs down here?
I'd love to. Yeah, that would be great. Well, my brother-in-law's moving to... He's just literally yesterday declared that he's going to move to Spain. He's moving to Valencia.
Wow. We're in Marbella.
My wife's not best pleased because she's gonna miss him and his family.
Yeah.
But I'd love to, any excuse to get to Spain, I'm there.
Well, that's it, I think. I mean, the family are coming down, and that's after the argument that your wife trying to get her to come down, I think. What do you reckon?
Any excuse.
Brilliant. At least you've got somebody to visit when you come out here, so you can come to Marbella, see us, and then go up to Valencia and have a week there as well.
Oh, I love it.
Listen, Si, thank you very much for coming on. Really appreciate your time,
thanks.
And wish you all the best
thanks,
for this
mate.
Album. And
all right, mate. Thanks so much.
And let's get it out there. Let's get people downloading it and let Warner see what they missed. You know what I mean? So
yeah, definitely. And please, if you could play Mojo or Daisy Duke, give that a bit of a push
I will
out
do.
There. I'm sure you'll listen. They're jolly tune, and I'd be hugely, indebted to you. But I wish all you does all the very best to stay safe, and here's to brighter, better times.
Absolutely. Cheers, Si. Take care, my friend.
All right.
Cheers, buddy.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.